Hey, this is Jerry Messini interviewing Helen Morelli at 52 Country Club Lane, March 6, 1976. Okay, Mrs. Morelli, when did you first come to Las Vegas?
I came to Las Vegas in 1957. However, my husband, Antonio Morelli, arrived here in July 1954 at the invitation of Jack and Trotter, who was then the president of the Sands Hotel, who asked him to come out and be the musical director in the Copa Room. He arrived in Las Vegas about the 11th of July, and I remember him calling that evening and telling me that when he got off the plane, the temperature was 117. Of course, I was aghast. But he said he never felt so well in his life. He didn't have a pain or an ache in his body. Of course, he'd been troubled all his life in the East with little arthritis and a bad back and all the pains you get with humidity. So he thought he would try it for a few weeks. And his letters to me were something to read. Now, the Sands Hotel was the spot then. Everybody in the world seemed to want to get to the Sands Hotel. So, but he also wrote and told me about a road in front of all these hotels. It was called the Strip, even though its proper name was Fifth Street. It was a two-lane highway of, it wasn't even paved. I think he said it was just hard dirt. And he says the cars raced up and down it madly, night and day. No lights, no signals. You took your life in your hands to try and cross the street. There weren't too many hotels then, as the Sahara was the first one at Sahara and Fifth Street. That's where the Strip began, where the Sahara was. Then there was the Sahara and El Rancho across the way, and then the Thunderbird. And then I think the next one would be, the Old Frontier, then the Desert Inn, and then the Sands Hotel, and further down the way, the Flamingo. The Flamingo was the farthest south of any hotel, and that was all there was at that time. It was a very exciting place, and Antonio stayed, and he decided he liked the place, and he stayed. So I started commuting between New York and Las Vegas. In September 1954, I made my first trip out. It was really a thrilling sight to come in the airplane and just see the few, just about, it seemed to me, about two blocks of light. That's all it was, and the rest was nothing but blackness all around you. However, when I went to the Sands that evening and walked in the door and saw the sight of the casino with the lights and the people and the excitement, it really was unbelievable. I've lived in New York all my life, and I've seen a lot of things go on there, but I've never seen anything like this. This was thrilling. Then later we walked outside in the gardens, and here were these beautiful olive trees with lights in the bottom. It was like fairyland. Believe me, Disneyland couldn't have compared to this the night I saw it. So, and the whole thing was thrilling. Well, the next day, I got a chance to look the place over. And it was nothing but a big pile of sand, to tell you the truth. You better keep your windows closed, because when the wind blew, you'd have nothing but a coat of sand all over your place. But people poured in. The place kept growing. I can remember the first hotel built after that, I believe, was the Riviera. And it was a high-rise. Well, we were all up in arms. Nobody wanted a high-rise, 9 stories high on the Strip. However, it went up, and Liberace was the first star there. And he received the magnificent sum of $55,000 a week. Nobody was paying anything like that then, even though we had these big stars at the Sands and the Desert Inn. Well, it opened up, and it was a success from the day it opened and all. Then after that came the Dunes and the The Tropicana, that was known as the Tiffany of the Strip. It was a gorgeous hotel. It was finished at a cost of $7.5 million, and because the owners couldn't get a license, it was almost 1 year or a year and a half just standing there and being maintained. So by the time it did open, it cost $12 million. Well, you can't build a wing of a hotel now for that. So things just kept improving and improving. However, all the building was on the strip. Everything in back of it was nothing but a sand pile. So they went as far as they could. We would call them the boss's wives. You travel if you worked if your husband was a casino boss or an official of some kind. All the men worked nights, so there was talk about golf widows. Well, we were casino widows, all of us. So we all banded together, and we would all get together and have dinner and go to one place after the other, and we were all called the boss's wives. And you'd have various little groups. There was a club in town that had nothing to do with the casino people. So if you were invited to be a member of the Mesquite Club, that was really something. They were all the old-timers, and they held themselves quite aloof. They did good works.